Retirement Planning.
Listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
Hey, you messed up.
What?
You messed up about the music.
Oh, we were going to do the theme anyway.
Oh, yeah. Apologize to everybody.
I apologize, everybody.
Didn't I make it clear we're going to go right into the animal pet segment?
Perfectly clear.
You played some rock music.
How much is
well, it's time to help you with John, please call back. The John who called earlier, it's time to talk about your pets, or actually anything else if you want to. But the focus was primarily on your pets and issues with your pets. We are. Let me make it clear, we are not veterinarians. We have no license of any kind. But we've been listening to Dr. Doug for years. We've owned animals, some of us currently do. Peon here has two cats. I've had several dogs. Be happy to help you.
Hey, and I've had, in my lifetime, I've had a duck, several dogs, and several cats.
I had a turtle as a kid, and I killed it. I killed it by spraying it gold.
And a turtle.
And that makes me qualified to, for example, give advice that don't spray your turtle.
And I've had an aquarium with fish.
I've also had that, Dan, aquarium. And flush some of them down the toilet. So I can give advice, don't flush your kids' fishes down the toilet because they'll find out and then they'll cry. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug, if he were here, would be brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app thing, and call them. They'll be happy to pick you up and give you what many say, and I believe is true, is the best cab ride in the St. Louis area. And now, let's go to the phones. We will start with Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I am doing great, too, especially now that I've spoken with you, because and these guys will tell you, I have a special gift. I can listen to people's voices and tell quite a bit about them. And I can tell that you are fun, you are a person with many friends.
Of course,
obviously, you love animals and that you're attractive.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know about the attractive part, but I'll take the compliment.
Here's why you don't know, because women who are attractive many times don't even realize how attractive they are. That's part of what makes you even more special.
Well, thank you.
You're not, conceited or anything. How can we help you?
Well, first of all, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. That's good. Hallelujah.
And I'm actually looking for your opinion.
Okay. So, all right. We're here for
this. This is the topic that I have always been curious about with my pets in general. Okay. Most I've lost, they've passed on due to old age. But we had a dachshund, and my husband didn't work a routine 9-to-5 job. He could be home anywhere from noon to maybe as late as 6 p.m., 7 p.m. But 5 to 10 minutes before he came home, our dachshund would start running between the bedroom and the front door, getting all excited like he would always greet my husband when he would come home. So I didn't have to talk to him to know he was coming home. I knew because of the way my dog behaved that he was on his way.
Right.
And I've also got a cat who sleeps with me that 5 minutes before my alarm goes off starts licking me. And I look at the alarm clock and I'm like, yep, I'm getting up in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, they have an extra sense about what's going to happen.
So do you believe that, or do you think I would normally say routine time-wise with my cat.
No.
But with the dog, there's no explanation.
No, I believe, honest to goodness, the last big dog we had, 1 mile from our house, if that dog was in the car, when we made that last turn and we had 1 more mile to go, that dog would sit up, put its head up, and start looking out the window and maybe bark. It knew we were a mile from home every time. I think it's a gift they have. Hey, remember the tsunami thing where all those animals run
for
the higher ground? That's just not some coincidence. These animals can sense weather.
They can tell when a storm is an hour away and, no thunder or lightning is happening.
I can't explain it. I don't even think Dr. Doug could, but your dog absolutely knows when your husband's coming home. And by the way, that's a great thing that you have that dog, because should you ever decide to have a boyfriend, that dog will alert you that your husband's on the way.
Yeah, time to go.
Well, you laugh, but It's something to be thankful for.
Because, get in the closet or get out the window. Hurry.
And you may not have a boyfriend now, but who knows? Yeah. You might meet...
I would have never thought of it that way, but...
That's the first thing I think of. And if I were your husband and he's listening, I'd get rid of that dog. That dog is a boyfriend.
Oh, no, he loves the dog more than me, so he couldn't do that.
That dog's a boyfriend warning signal is what it is.
There you go.
So I do believe they have a special gift. I really
and
do.
I agree, because even when we would take, you know, him to, like, my daughter's or even to my dad's, within a mile, they knew where we were going. It was, like, immediately he would get excited. Yeah. And I don't know if it was just, they could tell or they smell. I don't, it's like they knew where they were going.
I know.
So, like taking them to the vet. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure everybody goes to vet. You can put them in a car, and if you get near the vet, they are terrified.
Well, it's like kids going to the doctor. They think they're going to be shot, you know.
Exactly.
Was there something
worse?
Was there anything else we can help you with?
No. Just wanted your opinion.
All right. Well, you got it. Cindy, thank you.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening. It's more wonderful now that we've talked to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, you deserve it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
One of the things that you have probably noticed about me is I have a way with women.
Yeah,
I know all the right things to say.
You're laying that on thick.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's genuine.
Well,
I don't say it if it's not true. If I talk to a woman and I hear in her voice that she's or that she's mean, I just don't say anything. It's genuine. All right, it's a special gift I have.
And if you get something going, you got the dog that's going to run back and forth that will alert
Cindy
you.
Cindy would be a great girlfriend to have.
Yeah, because
you know
she's
when
got
that you know
in,
when that husband's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I should have gotten her address. Let's talk to John. John, how are you?
I'm well. I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you, John?
Frank, I've been married for 40 years.
All right.
And most of those years, all of those years, I've always had a dog. Mm-hmm. And I only got, only had one dog that I went to the store and bought. We were early in our marriage. My wife took me out to Union Station when it was a big deal. Yeah. And
by the way, it was a big deal years ago.
Yeah. So we sat there over dinner, and she explained to me that she'd like to buy a dog for the kids. The kids, they need a dog.
Yeah.
So we went to the pet store there and when we bought a dog, it turned out to be a beautiful dog. It turned out to be a nice dog. You could take it to the dog place. They could give it a bath. They could cut the hair, and it looked good. But it wasn't the kind of dog that it didn't have a lot of personality. It didn't have a lot of. But all the other dogs that I've ever owned, I went to like a shelter. Somebody was giving away a dog. Somebody was had a dog that they and I took over this dog. And they become a companion. They become somebody that is right
there.
Here
it comes.
With you.
Yeah. Okay, we're with you. Go ahead.
Okay, so now I said all that to say this. I lost my dog. And so I wanted to go and adopt a dog. From everybody wants, they talk like going to the...
rescue shelter.
Rescue shelter.
Right.
So I went to the rescue shelter. And the first thing the lady asked me, she said, "Do you have a fence?" I said, "Well, no. I live on acreage. I've got a cattle fence. I mean, I've got a agriculture fence, but not a fence. Oh, we can't. You can't have a dog. Now you can get one of those electric fences and put it in the ground." I said, "A fence? What do I need a fence? No, you don't understand. I want a pet. I want a dog. I want a dog that." If I'm in the house, I want the dog in the house. If I'm in the garage, if I'm going somewhere, the dog's in the car or the truck with me. I'm not buying a dog to put out in my backyard and just let it sit in my backyard in the hot sun with I drive by these places. They got a bowl in the backyard with hot water because it's been sitting in the sun, and a poor dog sitting out there and nobody to be a fan. To me, man, if you got a fence, you don't need a dog. You shouldn't have a dog.
So
I want a dog that can be, be a good. Anyway, I'm calling you.
Anyway.
I, there, I,
there you did it.
Yeah.
So what is it you need from us?
Well, I, just wanted your opinion.
Well, my opinion is I've never in my life heard of anybody that wouldn't sell somebody a dog because they didn't have a fence. I've never heard of that. I know a lot of people have dogs and don't have fences.
That's what I'm doing. I'm dejected because of the fact that I went to get a dog and they wouldn't let me have it because I didn't have a fence.
And you just took that one person's word for, well, I can't have, I would have said, where's the supervisor? And, when did this all happen that you got to have a fence to have a dog? This is nonsense. I think he dealt with somebody who either didn't like your looks and didn't want you to have a dog, so they made this up, or they just didn't know what they were doing.
Go to a different shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I've got that kind of face, you know. I'm not like Cindy.
Well, we have those faces. We know how that works. But, no, I'm serious. I think sometimes people size somebody up and they go, I don't think he'd be a very good pet owner. So they'll make up something like that just so you can't have a dog. It's ridiculous. No, there's no such – I don't think there's any such rule as that.
Good, good.
All right?
Thank you for your help.
All right, John. Boy, he was upset. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a joke at first.
No, I thought he was going to tell a joke.
Long
but he
set up.
Have you ever heard of that? I've never in my life heard of that.
No,
I don't have a fence to have a dog. It's an indoor thing. You take it out on a leash, you let it go, and you bring it back in the house.
Yeah, and those rescue places will ask you different things about your home and stuff. But I don't know. What if he just lied about it and said, yeah, I do have a fence? Are they going to come out and check? I don't know.
I don't know. This is Julie. Julie, how are you?
I'm Ann in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick.
Do you have dark hair?
I do.
Wow. How about me? That's scary. Yeah. Isn't that scary? Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Julie. How can we help you?
No, you're all very good-looking men.
No, we're not. But yeah, I could tell by your voice you have dark hair. It's just a gift.
Anything else you can tell about her?
She has a really nice smile. I can tell you that.
Oh,
and she has really pretty eyes. How can we help you?
I do have pretty blue eyes, I'll tell you that.
How would that tell you?
Oh, right.
Once again, it's kind of creepy. The longer it goes, people start kind of getting creeped out because of the way I can read women. Now, what can we do for you?
Okay, well, this is kind of a creepy story, actually, about a cat.
Okay.
I had cancer back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through chemotherapy, and stupidly, I smoked all through chemo, because I thought, if I'm going to die, I'm going to still smoke.
Well, I've actually known people that did that. I've watched people smoke while they had oxygen tubes in their noses. So I don't know that you're stupid. I think that's a mindset that's pretty common. You figured that it's over. I'm going to enjoy what's left.
So anyway, oh, crap.
Yeah, you did it.
But anyway, I never smoked in my house, so I would go out in my garage and smoke. And the first night of my first chemotherapy, I was out in the garage, and a cat showed up.
Not your cat or any cat you'd ever seen before?
No, sir.
Okay.
And she got on my lap, and I petted her and, you know, loved on her. She was very receptive. And every time I had chemotherapy, that cat would come by. So we named her Pookie. And the night of my last chemo treatment, I was out in my garage talking to my friend Kathy. And I was sitting on a chair, and I said, oh, hold on, Kathy. Pookie's getting up. And she looked at me in the eyes and walked out of the garage, and I never saw her again.
Whoa! Wow. Listen, you do know, and I'm not kidding, you've seen these documentaries and these specials on these dogs that can detect cancer.
And cats and dogs, all of them.
They can sense if a person has cancer. So it does not surprise me that that cat knew that you were undergoing chemotherapy treatments and also was able to sense when they were over. What a great story.
Yeah, it gives me chills to this day. I only have one picture of her. I was holding her, and I have the picture in my garage, and I have Chemo Kitty Pookie on the picture.
Are you okay? Are you going to make it?
I'm 10 years breast cancer free.
Wow. Oh, beautiful. Great. So, and you've never seen the cat since then?
Never.
Maybe the cat is in the lap of somebody else right now who's having chemotherapy. Maybe this cat is on this earth to just wander around and seek out people who need to pet it and know that somebody out there knows what's going on. I don't know. I'm not.
Well, I believe. I don't know if y'all believe in God and angels, but I think she was my little angel to help me get through it.
Well, I'm not. Who am I to say that's not true? Let's put it that way. It very possibly could be. I'm glad. We're glad you're alive. Or we'd have one less listener. And I'm not trying to be funny there. I'm. We're glad you're okay.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Julie. I love you, too, and in a sexual way, okay? Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Did you hear her? She kind of lit up.
Yeah, right? She did.
She almost was speechless. Mm-hmm. She wanted to respond, where can I meet you and have sex with you? That's what she wanted to say, but she got all tongue-tied.
But she just chose goodbye.
Yeah.
Wisely.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, too. What's going on?
AM and the PO.
Hallelujah.
Two things. First thing, talking about dogs having an extra sense.
Mm-hmm.
I had a black lab. Her name was Molly. She lived to be 16 years and 7 months.
Wow.
And I just had put her down last October, but she was afraid of storms. And in my house, I have one room in the whole house that is all inside walls. When a storm was coming, before it came, she was in that room laying down on the floor.
No, that dogs and storms.
It was the laundry room, and she never went in that room ever any other time.
No, wow. I'm telling you, man, they're almost...
Like the sixth sense or
they're
whatever.
They're almost the lifesavers that AM radio is. AM radio can sense a storm is coming. We're the dogs of radio.
Hey, Was she okay when she went in that room while the storm was going, or was she getting real kind of nervous and stuff?
I'm going to guess
she would go in there and lay down. She kind of shiver a little. I'd stay with her if it was a bad storm.
Yeah.
But the fact that she knew
the storm was over, she'd go back out.
The fact that she knew that was the only room where there was no exterior
room. My whole house with all inside walls.
I'm telling you, man, I love dogs. I think dogs are so smart. They're so smart. And
I'm sorry, I missed the part where Dr. Doug wasn't on today. I just got in my car, so I apologize.
Well, he says he's Jewish, and this is a Jewish
holiday. Oh,
exactly. So I think what happens is when the holidays come along, he goes, I forgot, I'm Jewish.
By the way.
Yeah,
all right.
So that's why he's not on today. But you know what? I don't mean for this to come off the wrong way. I'm kind of glad he's not here. This is like the greatest segment we've ever had. I hope he doesn't hear that.
Great stories.
And your story's great, too. Thank you, Jeff.
Super. You're welcome. Right. Great show.
Hey, how about that cat story?
Though? Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it is.
That could almost be a movie. If you can make a movie, My Dog, what's that, My Dog Skip or something?
Yes.
You can make a movie, My Kitty, what's she called? Pookie.
Pookie.
Yeah. And how Pookie helped save my life. Let's do one more. That's going to be... Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I didn't realize Dr. Doug wasn't on because I wanted to ask. My girlfriend's been dropping subtle hints. And when I say subtle hints, it's the equivalent of getting hit upside the head with a snow shovel.
Yeah.
about getting a couple of dogs.
Yeah.
And so... are all these rescue shelters the same or any better than others?
Oh, I'm sure like anything else, there's some that are better than others, but that's not doesn't matter because here's what's going to happen. You're not getting her. What does she want, two dogs?
A couple of dogs, yeah.
Is that what you said? She wants two dogs?
Yeah, so I think what the deal is, I think she went for two, and I think she's thinking, well, I'll compromise with one, and it's win-win.
No, that's not going to happen. Here's what's going to happen, Bob, if you have any testicles at all. You're not going to get her a dog. You can't start... She's your girlfriend, not your wife, right?
Right, that's correct.
You can't start this relationship by letting her tell you what to do.
And if you get one dog... Later on, two weeks down the road,
next
she's
thing you know,
say,
it's a car.
He needs a friend.
Oh yeah, that's the good one.
They always
do that, especially women. He's lonely. He needs a friend.
Really don't.
Well, that's why she wanted two, so they could keep
entertain each other.
Well, sure. You may think you're going to start with one, but she's still going to come at you with the other one. Here's what you say, and you write this down if you want to. No, you're not getting a dog. You're not getting two dogs. You're not even getting one dog. Make me some dinner. That's what you need.
And then do the dishes.
Yeah, and then do the dishes and cut the grass.
Yeah.
And hand me the remote. That's how you handle this.
And apparently...
Well, he said girlfriend, not wife. So there's not a...
Well, but why a girlfriend is more likely to actually do that than a wife is. You gotta set the stage early.
And apparently several people that have called said that they tried to get dogs and they don't have a fence, so they said they wouldn't give them the dog.
Really?
So that's
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Well, here's the other thing, Bob.
Tear your fence down.
Well, no, I don't have a fence.
Bob, here's the other thing. Your girlfriend is going to get with her little friends. Girls get together. They may say they don't talk about this stuff, but they do. And she's going to say, oh, you're not going to believe what Bob, you know, he's my boyfriend. You're not going to believe it. He's such a pushover. I said I wanted dogs. Next thing you know, I get dogs. Oh, man, this is great.
I know.
I got him wrapped around my little finger. Oh, shut that down right now.
And she plasters it all over Facebook, so now, you know, everybody is like, you know, all the pressure and everything.
Everybody's waiting for you to do what she tells you.
You're doomed, Bob.
No, he's not doomed.
No, now you have this fence excuse.
No, he's not doomed. You don't need a fence excuse. You know the excuse you need? You're the man, okay? No dogs. Case closed. Get my dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing before I hang up. This is something I've first time call I've always wanted to do. It is clean.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. See,
you wanted to do that?
You can't ask for it and get it.
Yeah.
But if you felt good having that go out over the airwaves, we're happy we're here for you. Bob, I hope we've helped you. I think we might have saved your marital life.
And good luck being single.
I'm going to go in and tell her what's for.
There you go. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. There you go. I just can't. It's astounding how naive single guys are. That they think.
Two dogs.
Boy, that chick.
Because they need a friend.
Got some nerve.
If she were smart, she'd say, well, I love you, but I don't ever want a dog. I don't ever want us to have a dog. Then what he needs to do is go buy a dog. Oh, really? Well, I'll show you. I do want a dog. See, and it's reversed, whatever. Yeah, she's not very smart. She'd never do that. Well, we've helped a lot of people today, and we learned a lot, and we had a couple of great stories. What was her name? That lady with that that had cancer and that cat. We have no memory. Thank you for the stories. Thank you for calling. This segment without Dr. Doug, don't anybody tell him we had the best segment ever with him not here. Don't hurt his feelings. We don't want to do that. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Please download it. It's free, and every time you're in a Laclede cab or you take one or you call for one, please tell them you're AM and the PM. We're going to check on traffic. We have the man who can tell you everything you need to know about where to go, where to avoid. His name is Tim Weiland. Tim, it's all yours.
All right, Frank, and the tough part of getting out of St. Louis is being on Highway 40 right now, but it is getting a couple blocks better, we'll say. It was back approaching Kings Highway. Now we're slow. Stop and go from Boyle up to the Poplar Street Bridge. They're doing road work on eastbound Highway 44, some repaving right around, right over River De Pere, and they only have the two left lanes open now, and traffic is jammed up approaching Laclede Station. Westbound drivers, you have just the three narrow lanes. You're slowing from, we'll call River De Pere through the Murdoch Overpass. Now, southbound 270, I'm looking at bumper-to-bumper traffic from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. We also have westbound 70 running a bit slow between Union and Jennings Station Road. Eastbound 270 filling in the gaps approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by AccountTemps. As an accounting or finance expert, you know numbers, but do you know your number? Check out their 2016 salary guide at AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland with the KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Tim. And now off we go. I finally saw the John Landoff commercials where he's sitting at his desk making a little joke about the break-in. John, how are you?
Frank.
How you doing?
How do you think I'm doing? I'm getting to talk to Frank O'Pinion right now.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't talked to you since Monday, and I don't know about you, but separation anxiety gets to me a little bit, Franco. Really does.
Well, that's
how about
nice.
You?
No.
Yeah, it does. I can sense it in your voice.
No,
I really can.
I'm fine. I, you know, if we went a month and didn't talk, I'd start to.
You couldn't go a month and not talk to me.
Well,
no,
impossible.
I could. Yeah,
the impossible.
Hey, I got a.
Don't try to change the subject because I know you think it gets a little, you know.
A little metrosexual.
No, it's just not at all.
Okay.
It's just two guys that are buddies that, you know, just.
You're right.
Enjoy each other's company, right?
You're right. What do you want to change the subject to? We weren't even really on a subject, but what do you want to change it to?
Well, you know, it's beautiful weather.
It sure is.
The most beautiful weather. This morning went for a run. It was like 55, 56 degrees.
Can I tell you something that happened outdoors to me today? This is absolute 100% true story. And it was on the way here today, and it's one of the most hurtful things, and I'm not kidding, that ever happened to me. I was at a gas station pumping gas, filling my car up, and there was a woman at the pump in front of me in a really clean black SUV. And a lot of women, I'm sorry, but a lot of them, they don't notice their cars are dirty or take care of them. And as she's pumping gas, when she pulled the nozzle out, some gas splattered onto the paint. And so, and I might add, this woman was, I'm going to guess, about 32, 33, raven black hair, black as coal eyes, beautiful, beautiful. And I just walked over toward her car and I said, this is none of my business, but you splattered some gasoline on your car. And I noticed you take good care of your car and it's clean. I didn't know if you realized you got gasoline on it. You might want to take, one of those paper towel things and that windshield washer stuff and just kind of wash some of the gas off the paint. I said, I don't mean to be intrude. And she said, thank you so much. She said, I didn't know that. I said, yeah. I said, if a bird, like, poops on your car, on the hood of your car, if you let it sit there, that's acidic. That'll actually, in time, discolor the paint. She said, I didn't know that either. She said, thank you. I said, you're welcome. She said, you remind me so much of my dad.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
She said, he loves cars, too. You remind me of him. And I just want to...
that's funny.
No, it's not. You know what?
It is funny. Come on.
I fought back.
That made you laugh.
I fought back tears that hurt so much.
At least she didn't say grandpa.
You didn't fight back tears.
Well,
when I was hoping what happened.
Now, here's my question. Did you wipe off the gasoline? Did you grab a couple of paper towels?
No, I think that would have stepped over the line and been intrusive, and I'm touching her property. But what I was hoping would happen, which she'd say, that is so thoughtful. Wow, I can't imagine too many people who would be that caring. How can I possibly repay you?
You hunky man.
No, Dan, no. I wouldn't expect that. I would just love to have heard, how can I possibly repay you for being so kind and selfless? What can I ever do? That's what I want. Instead, I got, you remind me so much of my dad.
Yeah.
That hurt.
I think that's cute that she said that.
I think it's hurtful.
No, no. I mean, she's not going to say, hey, what can I do? Like, what, buy you a soda? Is that what you wanted? Maybe a bag of chips and a soda or something?
Now what he's trying to say is that eating is more important to me than sex. That's what he's trying to say. I wanted to say, hey, can I buy you a bag of chips and a bag bag of chips and some soda, fat boy?
How about a big old 32-ounce Slurpee or something for you, sir?
I'm going to donut.
No.
Don't you love when you know,
you know what would have been nice?
And then, they, you know, that's when you know that you hit that age where you just, like, quit trying to suck your stomach in when you're at the beach or the pool. Is it?
Stopped that a long time
ago. Something could happen. Something terrible could happen.
Let me tell you what I think.
Next thing you know, you're like, excuse me, you run into the bathroom, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm so old. But, you know, just
let me
be happy with
it. I would like to, right now, all women listening, right, all attractive women, and this would this be so horrible if this had happened? If I had said, I just thought you might want to know, you got a little gasoline on there, you might want to wash it off. If she had just walked over and deep French kissed me, I don't think that would have been so horrible.
Thank you so much.
Thank me. Thank you. Here's a big sloppy French kiss, and then gotten in the car and driven away. Who's hurt by that?
No one.
I would have.
Well,
been
but
on
fast,
cloud
I mean, if your
10.
Breath was really bad, that she probably might have fallen down. The gas probably wouldn't have gotten to her to get that breath.
Yeah, she could have said something like, "Oh, don't guys your age normally dribble when you pee like that?" She could have said that.
Yeah. And that's funny.
Yeah, that's
because
hilarious.
It's funny because it's true.
Now, hold on.
Oh my God! Now,
hold on. When you say it's true, are you talking about you or are you talking about me?
No, I've read some medical journals.
Okay.
Hey, I saw that you guys posted on your Facebook page about the plaque that your dad will be getting from the city of Florissant. That's pretty cool.
I saw
very, 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 very excited.
I saw the nice deal today.
Next Wednesday. And Mayor Schneider, the city of Florissant's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. I love North County and so proud to be born and raised and feel like I live most of my waking hours here working at the dealership, and the great people. But you know what? The AM and the PM crowd are great people. No matter where they're from, no matter what walk of life, we love them here, and we're here to open arms. Give them a big hug like you like hugging me now, Frank, okay?
You know, I got
to tell people, you come in, but I see you like, all right, let's get this over with. And like, you almost like bowl me over. You're coming in for that hug so fast.
Well, that's not the way I remember it. But I have this, I just in my mind had this great scene that I visualized. John goes to a luncheon, and he thinks it's going to be just a regular Florissant businessman's get-together. And someone gets up and said, we didn't announce this or give anybody any heads up on it, but something special is going to happen today. Today we would like to acknowledge the charity, the generosity, the goodwill, everything that this man has done for the city of Florissant and the surrounding areas. And they go on and on and on. We would like to acknowledge and honor John Londoff. And you stand up, and then they say, senior.
Oh, man.
See, he's thinking it's him.
Right.
But then they pause and go, senior.
That's almost as bad as the attractive young lady that got gas in the car offering you a bag of chips and a soda.
Okay? Almost. Yours was more cruel.
I mean, you say, how about two bags of chips, young lady?
You know?
Can we get the extra large bags of chips also? I mean, I got a little bit of a drive to do it. Whew.
Oh, man,
I get a little hungry.
My dad's
unbelievable, the work that he did. And it all stemmed from the birth of my adorable sister, Jackie. Got three adorable sisters, but this one, number four, Jackie Londoff. Jackie Hope Londoff is just unbelievable. As a matter of fact, we were out to dinner a couple weeks ago. I can't imagine I'm telling this right now on the air. But we were together for a good hour and a half, and all of a sudden she looks at me, you know, and she goes, oh, and she makes this face of like total disgust. She goes, your breath is terrible. She goes, go get some mouthwash. I mean, you know, is that love? That's my little sister.
Well, I'm glad she said that. We were going to talk to you about this.
No, you weren't.
But you know what?
Are you aware? I mean, I am all the time aware of
No, I'm obsessed with it. I constantly.
I'm terrible with it.
There
are people that you get around and that you like. You want to say something like, "You have got to do something about that breath."
I've done it. Most people won't do it. Let me tell you something. If you really wanted to do somebody a favor and their breath really stinks, for goodness sakes, just tell them. It's not the end of the world. And in the end, they should thank you for it. And I had years ago a friend, and this guy had the worst breath. And so I had a roll of mints, and I said, hey, how about a mint? He goes, no thanks. I go, no, how about a mint? He goes, that's nice, no thanks. I go, no, how about a mint?
Yeah.
And I said, take it. I mean it. Take it. Your breath is horrible. That's what I said.
Your breath could knock a buzzard off an SH wagon.
Dad, did you have
You know, Dad, we're on a roll. We're trying to make people look smile. Maybe they had a bad day today. And you come up with what?
And he has to throw SH into it.
Your breath could knock a buzzard off an SH wagon.
Dad, go make a phone call.
Oh, man.
Make a phone call to another station, see if there's a job available.
No, but again, God bless my dad. He was a great, great, great guy. Unbelievable guy. And the work he did, tireless work for charity, because once he realized, Jackie just turned 55, once he realized 55 years ago that he and my mom, Sylvia, weren't the only ones that were really in his eyes, their eyes, lucky enough to be parents of a handicapped child, that there were so many others that needed help and guidance. And it's still today. I still see some young couples, and then they tell you, man, it's such a blessing. Have a Down syndrome son or a daughter, and the love is unbelievable. It's just never ending. really feel it's the way God wanted us all to be.
Peon showed
me a little honest when she started talking about my background.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about him. Peon showed me a video yesterday. What was the guy's name, Peon? This guy has cerebral palsy, and he's on YouTube. This guy is absolutely hysterical. He's not Josh Blue. Josh Blue is a CP comedian. This guy has done a series of workout videos on YouTube, and he has
Zach Anner.
He has cerebral palsy, and he tries to get on a treadmill. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. And what's so great about it is, rather than just go off somewhere and go, poor me, I've got cerebral palsy, he decided, I'm going to make a cerebral palsy workout video. And it is hysterical. He says things like, if you'd like a buddy like mine, and of course, who would? And then he starts telling you and showing you how he gets on the treadmill, which he can't even really do. Zach
Anner, A-N-N-E-R.
If you YouTube search it, you'll find him. He's funny.
Really funny. We had some AM and the PM customers that are here right now, and they said, hurry, hurry.
Are you telling us to hurry or them to hurry?
No, not you.
Them. Where are they?
That would be something your wife would say.
No, she wouldn't.
Hold on. They're right outside my office.
Oh, boy, this is... This is so bad.
No, man, listen to him yelling.
This is bad. This is bad radio. Bad radio. You broadcast students, you listen to this, okay? This is what you don't do. You don't let clients come on and ruin your show.
Come on. All right. I think the customers, the AM and the PM folks, had to go. The vehicle, their AM and the PM didn't get named.
Can you edit out? Can you edit all this?
Yeah, I'll take
just
care
happened?
Of it.
You're not going to edit all this out.
Yes, we are, because it would sound bad if we let this go out over the air. It would sound horrible.
You got to stop telling fibs, okay?
Telling what?
Fibs.
Lies, fibs.
About what?
You're
not going to edit anything out.
Well, John, you don't understand the technically this business.
Yeah, I know you have a hard time saying it right now, but you need the technical satellite. No, we don't do anything here that's digital.
We have the capability to edit out most everything you've just said. We're going to take out that awkward little "Where are my aim and the people?" and that duck call. We'll edit that out. Oh, here's an email that just came in. Ask John what his phone number is.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at loanduck.com.
Was that your radio voice?
That's my radio voice, right? It sure is.
That's a good one. We know you're open late, and we will send you lots of business.
Late, and these are the time to come out and buy, but you got to tell us as soon as you shake someone's hand or you call, tell me your AM and the PM.
It sounded like you said these are the time to buy as soon as you sink someone's hand.
Yep.
That's a language I'm not familiar with. Now he's mad. All right, thank you, John.
I'm done talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
See Bye. You.
There he goes. John Londo. So sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Quick break. We're back. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
You got to check on traffic and go airborne with Tim Weiland.
I got to tell you something. I busted a gut up here when I heard Johnny Longduff go, 6 Dan, why don't you go make a poke?
Oh, I know.
Dan's getting it from all directions. Yeah.
My pilot, he hears me bust out laughing, and I go, I'm sorry. I'm listening to the show.
And the pilot wasn't laughing because he was listening to Charlie Brennan or something? And by the way, I like Charlie. I won't let him once. He's very nice. But that station's just not funny.
No. That's
no, it's not. Not like this one. He hears me laughing all the time, so.
Isn't that sad?
No, other people, why is it sad?
Well, because other people could have a happier life, but they choose to listen to some other crap.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What's going on?
All right, we have, let's see, if you're coming in on eastbound 4064, you're stacking up Timberlake Manor through Mason, that right lane to 270. Southbound 270 is jammed pretty solid now from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 from the Geyer Road overpass out to the Merrimack River Bridge. We're over Highway 55 now. It's a great run from downtown all the way through Arnold. Now, if you're approaching the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40, things are jamming up from Boyle up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also, downtown, you've got Tucker that's jammed up from Market Street up to the Buzio Veterans Bridge. And from that point, eastbound 70 is slow all the way to the 64 split. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with the Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. I will ask all of you listening right now, and most of you are in your cars, that car you're driving, you're probably making payments on it. What's your interest rate on your car payments? Oh, you don't know. No surprise. Most people don't. You really probably should know. And here's why. There may be an opportunity for you to move that car loan and get a lower rate, which means a lower car payment. I have just the place where that very possibly could happen, and that is First Community Credit Union. Here's what I do know will happen for sure. That is, when you move your car loan from wherever it is now, blank, 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 First Bank and Trust or whatever, to First Community Credit Union, they'll give you $100. Now, they do this a couple of times a year. It's not always, but it's on the table now, and I'd jump on it if I were you. Lots of people do. It's one of the biggest promotions they have. And what happens is it causes people to initially think, well, I'll just move my car loan to First Community. Then they see what it's like to do business with them, and they move all their banking there. That's where I do all my banking, all of it. Lots of people do. And every day more and more and more people are leaving their banks, doing all their banking at First Community Credit Union, which would explain why it's the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. 42 locations. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
Retirement. If you're only getting a 10% return on your money, you're missing out on piles of money that you should be making. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I'm here to prove that you can do better, much better. To prove it, I'm giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes an absolutely free trial of our proven online trading program, the PowerTrader Edge. Call 1-800-400-5401. Can you imagine doubling or even tripling what you're making in the market? The PowerTrader Edge gives you an almost unfair advantage. It's made over 10,000 investors millions of dollars, and it's so simple, anyone can use it.
I've used PowerTrader Edge for 4 months, and in that 4 months, I made $19,738.
Stop missing out on all that extra money you should be making. Call now for your free trial of PowerTrader Edge. But hurry, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-5401. That's 1-800-400-5401. 1-800-400-5401.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
This weekend, the Scots are taking over Chesterfield. It's the 2015 Scottish Games, hosted by the non-profit Scottish Games and Cultural Festival. The Masters World Championship, including the iconic caber toss, featuring more than 150 athletes from around the world, more bagpipers than you can shake a claymore at, birds of prey, Scottish and American food, Scottish ale, Scottish folk and rock music, Scottish dancing, sword fighting, and much more. Visit stlewis-scottishgames.com for more information.
In September and October, Catholic High Schools of the Archdiocese of St. Louis invite you to attend high school nights and learn why they are the good news in education. Representatives from a variety of schools will be on hand at each session to answer all your questions. Affordable, accessible, and alive in Christ, Catholic high schools challenge students to excellence, prepare them for college, and help them grow in their relationship with Jesus. Students of all faiths are welcome. Visit archstl.org to find a high school night location near you.
Musicians, singer-songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
Yoko and Show going on the road Wednesday, September 30th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Martin and Randy live from Classic Car Studio inside the Hanley Industrial Court. Some of the best, coolest cars you've ever seen. Check out their inventory. Classic cars. Check out the chrome. How often do we say that on a remote? Rare, most sought-after classic cars you'll find anywhere. They also have a new interior shop. We'll be there live Wednesday the 30th from 10 until 1, the Classic Car Studio at Hanley Industrial Court.
Do you think Social Security will just be a source of income? Think again. Discover how it impacts your investments, risk, taxes, and more on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
What did that woman just sound like? She had a sock in her mouth. Did you notice that?
Uh-huh. She did.
Oh, she had a sock in her mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that explains it. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Playhouse is on the way. We got a Pope joke for you. There are about four really good Pope jokes that don't offend anybody. They're just funny jokes. We'll do one of them. We can't do one of the four because we did it about a month ago, but we'll have one for you coming up in the Playhouse. Schaefer Auto Body Centers is certified to repair the new aluminum Ford F-150 pickup trucks. Not everybody is. I mention that because there are going to be more of those and every other vehicle in for body work this time of year than usual because it is deer rutting season. It's coming. Now, we're not at the peak yet, but you may have noticed more deer. It's a problem. It's a big problem. And if you drive one of the new aluminum Ford F-150 trucks, of course, the first thing Johnny Landoff would say is, what's the matter with you? But if you do, and you find yourself needing to put in the body shop, Schaefer, you certainly want to go to Schaefer because they are certified. Requires some special equipment and other stuff that I'm not smart enough to know all about. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. It is 5 o'clock at the Big Five.